talk about how normalization and capitalism go hand in hand. Normalization is one of Israel's most insidious tactics, and it's not just in politics, but in the erasure and exploitation of Palestinian identity.
Let's talk about normalization and exploitation in Bassel and Yossi Levine's Palestinian Tatris startup that's on Kickstarter.
First glance, it's beautiful. Palestinian women making a name for themselves through art.
Yet Tatris is not just embroidery. It's a symbol of resistance, identity, and history. Notice how their Kickstarter mentions resilience, but rarely mentions resistance. Now let's learn more about the founders of the Kickstarter.
Wait. Who is Joseph Levine, also known as Yossi Levine? Interesting he didn't use Yossi as his name for this Kickstarter. Could it be because one search on his real name could show you the tremendous amounts of weird and useless Kickstarters he has? Whiskey cups to cat piggies, I'm not sure what that even means.
To Yossi's most atrocious one yet, which is ancient tiles taken from Palestinian homes in Haifa without a clear mention of what happened to Palestinian families in 1948.
You pitiful refugees, rescue what few belongings they can. There's a rush for the boats as the bitter strife continues in the stricken Holy Land.
Basically, he took some tiles and sold them to random people on the internet. For what reason? I don't know.
Does this look like someone invested in Palestinian heritage? Or just another Israeli businessman looking for his next cash grab? It's kind of similar to those Israelis in the mall who stop you to rub Dead Sea oil on your arms.
I'm not really sure at this point that this guy is actually passionate about Tatris, but let's keep looking at the Kickstarter. So they're using Palestinian labor to enrich the Israeli economy in the name of coexistence and resilience. It sends the message of, why try ending the occupation when we can work together? If you didn't know, Jellup is a marketing firm based in Tel Aviv, Israel, and it specializes in advertising campaigns for Kickstarter projects.
Consumers, we are worried about the Palestinian artisans behind this brand. Given the history, Palestinians are often forced into low-wage labor in Israeli settlements. In the West Bank, these settlements thrive off of the work of Palestinian labor. These Palestinian workers maintain the infrastructure and agriculture behind Israel. By using Palestinian culture and symbols for profit,
even Palestinian prisoners are used for art. Palestinian prisoners are forced to work for little to no pay under horrible conditions. They produce goods for Israel such as textiles and furniture. While the Israeli government profits from this production, the Palestinian prisoner is in turn tortured, beaten, and doesn't receive adequate compensation.
Israel not only sustains its occupation, but continues to manipulate the international narrative about the situation in Palestine. While Palestinian identities and resistance are commodified in the name of coexistence,